from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
First, Heather with the news.
Well, the Detroit People Mover will be shut down for 11 weeks after Labor Day so that they can replace sections of the track that are actually original to the 37-year-old system. So it's expected to reopen before Thanksgiving. And they say, in addition to expanding the life of, obviously, the People Mover, the track replacement should mean a smoother and quieter ride as well in the future. Officials say that closing the system rather than just doing the work like overnight when it's not in use is planned because of the complexity of the process. I mean, they've got to take chunks of the track out, bring new tracks in. I mean, it makes sense that you have to close the whole thing down.
Yeah. Is this the best time of year to do it? Because I think about football season, Labor Day, Lions games, no People Mover. I there may be not a good time to do this.
When's the best time to tear up 696? Telegraph, Southfield.
Every road in Metro Detroit? No, I get what you're saying, but it's got to get done, and they're going to get it done, so do it now. The Livingston County Health Department has shut down Ore Lake after a sewage spill over the weekend. Yeah, pretty nasty. On Sunday morning, officials learned of this sewer break, and it was also determined that significant amount of sewage was flowing into this lake. So officials say that all of this sewage has stopped flowing, gushing. Repairs are ongoing. The water activities ban remains in effect until water testing for E. coli levels in the lake is completed and the water is deemed safe.
If they could only figure that out in France.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, swimming in the Seine doesn't sound like it's going to happen.
A week from Friday, the Olympics start. Come on, guys.
Just maybe it's just, you know, upset stomach, diarrhea, fever, rash, eye infections.
Sounds like
I don't know.
Time.
Yeah.
But for a gold medal, what are you willing to take? I don't know.
Do you love your country or not? Yeah.
Let's see. After their fourth day of deliberating, jurors in the Samantha Walt murder trial were sent home and told to come back on Thursday. One of them has a child care issue, so they got the day off today. They're going to go back tomorrow. They will have one more day to reach a verdict before a mistrial is declared. The judge is really hoping that's not the case.
Yeah.
But we'll see. The jury has told the judge several times that they're just deadlocked on some of the charges. Yeah. So there was some movement on Tuesday. So hopefully they'll get to their verdict tomorrow. After being handcuffed and removed from a flight, United Airlines is now apologizing and acknowledging that Terrell Davis was mistreated. So in a statement, United said, "This is clearly not the kind of travel experience we strive to provide, and we have reached out to Mr. Davis's team to apologize. We have removed the flight attendant from duty while we closely review this matter." I'm guessing Mr. Davis is still speaking with his lawyer, so
yeah, I'm sure
that letter is still on its way to United. Finally, there's a new study that says men with beards may be more stable romantic partners.
Oh, interesting. Why?
I mean, Greg's,
we all have some facial hair.
You have some facial hair. Greg's got the beard, though. If you're going to say,
yeah,
you,
his
got
beard
facial
is,
hair, but he's got
his
a
much
good
fuller,
beard.
So he's got a good beard. He's a better married man.
Yeah,
than,
apparently. It says men with beards aren't necessarily looking for a new partner. They're keeping the one they have.
But it doesn't say anything about the quality of beard, right?
It does a. It talked about more than just stubble. Like you need to have.
Right. Yeah. Not a 5 o'clock shadow. Exactly. It's got to actually be a commitment.
Yes, exactly. And that's actually what they say it is. There's more work that goes into maintaining the beard and keeping it, you know, fresh and clean and looking good. Even though it does take work to shave every day if you don't want the beard, they say it's more work and a commitment to keeping a beard.
John, yours is a nice try.
I'm not going to disagree. It's patchy at best. I agree.
Colin just...
I didn't was taking a shot at you, but you...
Colin shaved his beard. He had a big beard. I mean, like yours, Greg, but a little different. And our daughter is still scared of him a little
bit. Still adjusting?
Yeah.
Is that really daddy?
I mean, she hasn't seen him without a beard in
ever.
Her life.
Yeah.
Would you say he's a worse husband now that he's shaved?
A worse husband?
Yeah, because
at that point. Oh, yeah, I mean, he's probably looking for somebody else. He's done. Yeah. His commitment is over.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, shaved the beard. I haven't seen him with a, like...
Clean shaven?
Clean shaven face in...
So it's all gone?
Yeah. Like, yeah. And it's like a baby face.
I don't know if I've ever seen him without
a beard. It's like a baby face. Like, he looks... I mean, like, he looks different. No, he looks so different. If you've always had... Even you, if you were to shave your face completely, you would look very different.
That's Heather with the news.
It's jarring.
Coming up next.
Does it make him look taller?
It does. No, I don't know, John.
Coming up next.
Oh, you look 6 foot.
Wow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.